So we're in the middle of trying to get through this proofs. The Gemara is trying to discussing the question whether you say manas kahuna or the matanos or mamashen latovim. Right? Do you say that an individual kohen could claim it? Right? So the Gemara is saying is no. Based on Rav Chisda, no, an individual kohen can't claim it. Rather, it's the shevet, and therefore he can't claim it in court. Right, so the problem is the Braisa says, there's a Braisa which says that matanos are a din. So what does din mean? What does it could possibly mean? It must mean it's din that the kohen has a right to sue you. Yeah, what else could it mean? Right, he has a right to sue you, so it must be the individual kohen is a tovaya. Right, so try to say no. It means that you split it up with Dayanim. They give it to Talmud Chacham Aretz, but the Gemara rejected that because if that were the case, then it doesn't make sense to differentiate between Chaz of Ashok versus the regular matanos. So since the Gemara differentiates, which is what we did last time, basically because of the Chaz of Ashok thing, so it must be that it's talking about actually, you know, being toveyat, that the kohen actually has the right to be toveyat, and that's the role of Dayan. Din means that the kohen can be toveyat. Okay, and therefore you're back to the problem. It's against Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda holds the guy that it's Moshin Latovim, and if you're Mazik Manas Kuna, you're not Chayev. But yet this seems to see that there's a Dayanim involved, and the Dayanim could come and claim the Matanos. So it must be the individual Kohen is a Toveya. Right? That's the problem. So the Gemara answers. So this is Hachomayaskinan, the Asaliyadeh. Talking about where it came to his hands, which means Rashi, what does it mean? The Kohen came to the hands of the Kohen. And I'll tell you why it's saying is that the Dayanim could get involved. Why did the Dayanim get involved? Because the case is where the Kohen, you already gave the Kohen the Matanos. You had the Matanos and you gave them to the Kohen. Now then you go and take them back. So if you go and take them back, so yeah, of course you could be Toveya, the Kohen could be Toveya. Because you gave it to him. You gave it to the Kohen, the Matanos. It's his. And now you're going to take it back. So why wouldn't you be able to be Toveya? It's like a Zela. You just stole his thing. So it's true. If, before you give the Matanos, so then you can't be Toveya. Because they're Zeno Tovim. Zeno Tovim. But once you give them, once you give the Matanos, so whatever. So now it's his money. So of course you could be Toveya. Right? Problem is, it's too good of an answer, right? Too good of an answer. Gemara says, "Idasu yadei ma'al me'emra." Right? If he gave it to him already, then what's the chiddush? Of course, if you give it to him, you give him the matanos, and then you steal it from him. Of course, he could sue you in court. You gave it to him. It's his stuff. Once you give it to him, it's definitely his, right? Gemara says, "No, the asu yadei b'tivlayo." It came to his hands when it was tevel. When it was tevel, before it was separated. Okay, before we were separated. Let's see. Rashi says, "Parach idas yadei the kohen ma'ila me'emra pshita diachal to them." There certainly could be tovered with them. V'kamaha there, and the Gemara answers, "To asul yadei v'tivlayu abehim ashalema ha'isim enachas etzla." The full animal was placed by him. V'zachem matanos menafker, and he got the matanos menafker. So it means the kohen took the animal, or had the animal, or picked up the animal, it's not really clear exactly, when it was still a full animal. So if you gave him, if he got the matanos themselves, the matanos, there's a real chemical cave, there is. But here he just grabbed the animal. So he grabbed the animal, it's a big animal. He didn't grab the matanos, he grabbed the animal, the whole animal. But the whole animal isn't his, right? So the saying is that since he grabbed the whole animal, so now when you take it back, so it's like he already has like a right to it, and therefore he could be tevayah. Okay, so and what's it teaching you? It says Vikasavar Haitana Matanos Lahormu Kimishu Hormadamin. That matanos, which were not separated, are like they were separated. Because even though the matanos were not yet separated, it's as if they were separated. It's as if they were separated. Okay? So it says, what does that mean? Let's see. And that's this principle. Kimishu Hormadamin. It means even though the matanos the Zerul Chaim Vekeva were not separated, it's still, when the Kohen grabbed them, it's as if they were separated, v'zacha b'hem, and he was zacha in them, v'matanos, he was zacha in the tanos, sheshavim l'chal ha-kohanim, Because the matanos are equal to all kohanim. It means every kohen has chas in it. Mehani zichia im kadam. So therefore, zichia works if he comes. If he comes and grabs it, he's zocha in it. Then he's zocha in his part. So okay, but chaz v'shok it doesn't work because chaz v'shok isn't really for every kohen, and therefore it doesn't work to grab it. Let's leave that out for a second. Okay, so what's he saying? He's saying is that when the kohen grabs the matanos, if he grabs the entire animal, even though the animal has full matanos in them, right? Even though the animal is full, it says a million body, the whole animal is there, right? Still, when he grabs the matanos, it's as if the matanos were already separated off, already a separate object, and if he's zocha in it, because every kohen has the right to, in theory, has a right on it. So therefore, every kohen, I guess, can make a kinyan. You know, he's part of the shevet, but he can make a kinyan on it. And then once he's kohen it, so then it's too late. Then the guy can't call him back. Right? If the guy refuses to give it, so then the kohen could sue him. Then he could be tovah. Right, so then there's really it's ain lo tovim. The kohen straight up has no rights of tviyah. But once the particular kohen grabs the whole animal, it's as if he has his chus in the matanos. And now the kohen can sue him. Because what happens? He grabs the animal, then he gives the animal back to the guy, and the guy cuts it up and whatever. Now the kohen can come and say, hey, give me the matanos. They're mine. I already had a kinyan in them. But the reason why this works is because this principle of matanos shlo hormu kemisho hormu damyan. Okay, because the matanos, which were not separated, it's as if they were separated. Okay, it's as if they were separated. And since it's as if they were separated, therefore you could be kohen them. Right? Let's see some of the cases. So one case is like this. It says, I think it's a good idea if the Gemara quotes, if the Gemara makes reference to a principle, which is clearly like a Shas principle, like here, because the Masorah Shas shows you, see it's quoted in a few other Gemaras, at least, like, you never know. Sometimes you look at other Gemaras and it's the same exact case and the same exact issue, you know? But other times you see that it's a larger principle. And if it's a larger principle, so then just to limit it, you know, to try to say, okay, because that's what we're up to. We're up to defining this principle. Do you say Matan Shalom or Kamish Shalom Adam? You know, not. Right? Do you say it's considered like they're separated? So in order to do that, I mean, if you know that there's other cases regarding the thing, you don't want your Sfar to only be particular to this one case. I'm going to get more information so that you have the ability to universalize. You know what I mean? So that's why I think it's, it's important to do these cases. Okay? I'm sorry I didn't say that, tell you before. It says like this. It says, it's Gonu Tivlo Shel Chavero. Let's say you steal your friend's tablet.
Which card is it?
This is in Nadarim Pei. I'm reading the bottom Pei Talon Maves. Okay? So if you steal your friend's tevel. So tevel. Tevel means fruits, or not fruits, but whatever, produce, which was which hasn't had Trumas Masters taken off of it.
Okay, so just regular?
Regular, produce, grain, let's say, which the Yisrael has a debt. He has to give us, let's say, a tenth of it to Meiser, and whatever, 50th of it to Truma, and whatever it is. Okay? So now you steal your friend's stuff, and you eat it. But it's still tevel. He hasn't yet separated off Trumas Maestros, so he's not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it until you separate off the Trumas Maestros and give them. So he says he separates them off. So Meshalim lo Demei Tiflo. So you have to pay him the full value. The full value. So if the grain was worth 100, even though the guy didn't really have all the rights and all that, because he has to give some of it to the Kohen. But bottom line is right now it's his stuff. And it's worth $100, and you stole this $100, and you ate it, so you have to pay him. Dibir Rabbi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yerom, or Inu Shalad Mechulin. Shabbat. He only has to pay him the chulin. So let's say, I don't know, work out the numbers. Let's say it's 80. Of the $100, he's only going to keep 80, and he's going to have to give away 20. So therefore, it turns out, so you only really damaged him 80. Because it's true, you ate his thing worth 100, but the only thing is, only 80 of them is really going to him. The other 20 are not. Right? So that's the question, is do you pay him back the entire thing? You have to pay him back the entire thing? Or do you have to pay him only 80? Okay, only 80. One second.
If you pay him only 80, the 20 you just don't give him, or you give the 20 to?
That's a good question. I mean, who's going to get it? Who's going to, do you have to pay it to somebody else, to the Kohen or something? I don't know. Let's leave that alone. Let's just see what the Gemara says. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the machlokas? So it's in the middle of a Gemara. That's what's a little complicated. It's about Tovas Hanah. So the Gemara says, no. Halachav matana shlohor mukamifki. They're arguing about this principle. Matana shlohor mukamishor madani. Okay. What's that mean? And what does that mean to do with this? So Rashi explains. Is that Rashi? Yeah. It says, matana shlohor mukamifki. The Rebbe self are kamisha lohor mudani. Right? It's like they were never separated. So in other words, the matanos, basically, you have in the produce, you have chuma and maaser and all that stuff. So the question is, do you consider it like it's already separate? You never separated it. You didn't physically mafresh them yet. So it's basically, it's $100 of grain, right? And you haven't separated. You haven't done anything to it yet. So that's what Rebbe says. Look, so it's, you haven't separated it. You haven't separated it. So basically, it's his stuff. It's $100 of his stuff. But Rebbe Yossi said, so Rebbe Yossi holds that it's as if you did separate them. Okay, even though you didn't separate them, it's as if you did separate them. Okay, it's as if you did separate them. If you would have separated them, then the Yisrael only really has the 80, and the 20 is someone else's. Or the other, like, someone else has is chus in them. So now it turns out you only damage is $80. So that's the question is, do you say it's like the Kohen's thing? It's like the Kohen's thing, which you're damaging. Or do you say no? Then it's just his. It's just it all belongs to Israel because it hasn't been separated out. If it was separated, fine, separated. But it hasn't been separated yet. Do you say that I'm damaging $100 of the Israel? Or do you say I'm damaging $80 of the Israel? There's this parallel to our case, because our case was where the Kohen grabs the animal whole.
Right.
So the animal hasn't been separated into its component parts yet.
Right.
So when he grabs the animal whole, do you say it's like the parts are separated already, and therefore when he grabs animal whole, he's being Kone. These are the body parts. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You can only say that if you envision it as if they're already separated out. Because otherwise, you can't be calling an animal whole. It's one whole animal. There's no Zoro Hamikeva. It's just a whole animal.
Right.
You know what I mean? So do you say that it's as if they're already separated out? That's the question. Right. And similar here, if I steal the coins, if I damage a guy's fruit, peros, or I'm sorry, his produce, so if I damage it, if you view it that it's already separated out, then I'm only damaging the chulin part. If you view it as one unit, so then I'm damaging the entire thing. I'm damaging $100.
Yeah, but wouldn't this case be a little different because there has been no action performed by the Kohen on this?
No, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you're right. There hasn't been. But the point is what it all boils down to is do you view the payros, do you view the stuff which hasn't been separated as something separate?
Right.
And do you view it as a part already? The nafkamina is, well, in our case, this is the part then the Kohen could be Kona. The nafkamina in this case is that if the Kohen, if he's, I understand what you're saying. What you're asking is that, well, in our case, at least the Kohen is Kona. So you'll say the Kohen owns it.
Right.
But in this case, the Kohen never picked up the whole thing. He didn't do anything.
Yeah, why don't we draw the parallel when the Kohen isn't?
Right.
You know.
Right. I mean, it's one thing to say if the Kohen grabs it, he has a kinyan in it.
Right.
But here it seems like if it's already separated, then it may not belong to the Kohen, and maybe that gets the onus question, is that like you're not damaging the Kohen because he doesn't own it yet, but it's like his bailas now becomes compromised because it's separated out and he really has no rights on this thing. Now it's true, the Kohen hasn't yet picked it up and hasn't been Kohen yet, but you can't say it's mine. I mean, it's the part which is separated off which you don't really have any rights to. See, if it's all one whole, you'd say you still have rights on the whole thing. So he writes $100. But if it's separated out and it's already viewed as separate, so then you have nothing to do with that other 20. Now it's true the Kohen may not have to realize his Kenyan and all that, but the point is what allows the Kohen to realize his Kenyan is that it's separated apart already. You know, it's like it already exists separately.
In this case with the tablets.
Yes, tablet. So the thing is, the Gemara is saying, it's the same Machlokas.
Right. But then it's separated now and he doesn't take it?
No, he doesn't. No, it's not separated. Not separated. Not separated at all. He just wants to know, if I just damage your tablet,
right,
do you say it's all yours, one whole entity which is yours? Or do you say, no, it's like it's as if it were separated, and therefore it's not all yours. Therefore, I'm only damaging the Yisrael's part. Right? Another reason why it's good to look in Gemaras, in the various Gemaras that are there, is one is to get other cases, but secondly is, you never know. You never know if there's going to be a clue somewhere, like a Rashi. You know, maybe Rashi will tell you. Yeah, okay. There's maybe there'll be a Rashi that will give you a hint, will point to the idea a little bit. See, sometimes that's what you're looking for. Like, the Rashi by us is not talking that much about what the idea of Matan Hashem or Kamishma Madam is. He's not that helpful. So instead of having to go out on a limb and try to work out as far on your own, if you look at the other Gemaras, I guess if you have most of Rashi, then it kind of helps you. But if you don't have most of Rashi, or you don't trust them, if you haven't been using them for years enough to trust them, so you look at the other Gemaras, you'll see if there's a Tosfos or whatever. I mean, that's kind of the way. When you get a principle like this, you have to research a little bit and try to get clues instead of just jumping into it. It's like, oh, it's a real principle. It's a ramification. So you want to try to look for clues where you don't know where the insight or the lead to come up with your idea is going to be from. So that's why you want to look at the Gemaras, look at the Rashis. Sometimes it could be a bunch of Gemaras, and you'll realize that only one or two of them really have any new points, and you'll just focus on those two. But I think it's worth at least looking there. Comes up a lot. Okay, so the Mishnah it's good. It's right near Mishnah, so it's not that much. So the Mishnah says like this: Hamikadesh b'tshumas of ma'isos of matanos of mechatas of eferchatas are zemekudashas. I feel Israel. So if a Israel gives a woman, right, he gives her the matanos, or gives her truma, mice, or whatever, so it works. It's a good condition. You can be mekadesh a woman, even if you're a Yisrael. You could do it. Right? So how could that work? Okay? It's not yours. Right? So the Gemara tries to say it works. The Gemara first one says, because Tovas Hana, that you have a right to give it to Kohen of your choosing. Now you give it to her, now she could give it to the Kohen of her choosing. But it's a discussion, does that count as mama? Like, what am I giving her? I'm giving her the right to choose? Is that worth something? So the Gemara thought that's machlokas. Is Tovas Hana mama or is Tovas Hana not mama? Gemara rejects it. It says, no, really it's saying like this. Kohen. So Israel who inherits Tevel from the house of his father's his maternal grandfather who's a Kohen. Okay, so his mother's father is a Kohen. Okay, so he gets the Tevel, okay, from okay, let's see Rashi here. Okay, so what happens here? Oh, so basically his, so the Kohen has the produce. Okay, it's the Kohen's produce. It's great, his grandfather. Okay, he's being Yorish stuff from his grandfather, his maternal grandfather. So his Kohen is his grandfather is a Kohen, but he's not a Kohen. Now his grandfather dies, and let's say he inherits and stuff. Okay, so this is produce, which the Kohen had. So what it's saying is that since Matan Shlomo Kamisha Hormudamian something. Okay, what does that have to do with it? So Rashi says, Kamisha Hormudamian, hold the Omedes Litrum, since the produce was set to separate. It was ready to be separated. Okay, he could have taken off Shmos Maestros. The Nigmar Malachto. And it's the malacha. It's ready because you can't take shemais until it's fully produced, until it's fully processed. So zocha haKohen b'chayev b'truma shabo, okay? Because the Kohen was zocha in his life. The Kohen was zocha in the truma. Shelo hutal alav ela frisha ulakay malatzma. So because the halacha is that he, what does the Kohen have to do when he gets produce? So he has to separate the truma, but then he could be the guy. He can keep it because he's a Kohen. But he has to separate it. Apparently, the Torah has to separate it. To separate it, and then he can get it. It's like he's giving himself treatment, but he has to separate it and do it. Okay? And then you get it. But he didn't separate it yet. This grandfather didn't actually separate it. Right? So he didn't actually separate it, but that's all he had to do. But Kamisha Ramadamian, it's like he did separate it. And since it's like he did separate it, therefore he's going at it. It says, because even though he didn't actually do it, right? He's chayav to it, but he didn't actually do it. It's Kamisha Ramadamian, it's like it's separated, and therefore he has a Kenyan in it. It's like you're the kid in it. And therefore, av yoresh zeh, and therefore this yoresh, yafrishan av yomkrim the kohanim. Right? So he could separate it and sell it to the kohanim because now he has his chuz in it. So it's true, he can't eat it because it's truma and kedusha and all of that. But I mean, since the grandfather, so to speak, had his chus in it. He monetarily got the kinyan on it because it's as if it was kamisha ramadami, and therefore it's as if it says. So now it belongs to this guy, and now it's true he can't eat it because he's not a kohen and he can't eat truma. So he could sell it to the kohen. He could sell it to the kohen. So to she. Right, so therefore, if he could, that's why he could be Mekadesh woman with it. Because basically, it's his money. Right? So he gives it to the woman, and it'll be her money. That's true, she can't eat it, but whatever. It's worth something to her, she could sell it. Okay, so that's if you say Matan Shor Kamisha Orma Damian, if you say it's as if they're already separated, then you say the Kohen grandfather is already a Kohenet, and therefore it belongs, right, therefore it's passed down. But if you say it's Kamisha Lo Kamisha Orma Damian, so then it's basically still one pile of grain. The Kohen doesn't yet have a kinyan in that little part of the grain. So therefore it's just Tavel. So now when the guy gets it, when the guy now inherits it, he's just inheriting Truma. Or he just says it doesn't belong to him. I mean, it was never separated out, so therefore it just belonged to the. It was just Chayiv and Truma, and still Chayiv and Truma, just the same. So you're interesting. At what point does this principle come into play? When do you say Matel Shomer? So I think that's what Rashi. That's why I went here. This Rashi, I think, is addressing that. He says Hol ve'omedes litrum. It's ready, waiting to separate. V'nigmar malachto lekach. And it's completed. The work is completed. It's processed. V'zocha koin v'chayev v'chuma shabal. Okay, and he's zocha to it in his chuma. Lo huta alav elo lahafrisho l'kayim alatzva. All he has to do is simply separate it. But it's ready. It's like ready to go. When it's ready to be separated, all you have to do is just separate it. So then, if it still has to be processed, it's still in the silos, they haven't yet done whatever. So then apparently you don't say that. Because in other words, there's a gap between... Like the chiv, I think, kicks in like when it's in the middle, one of the middle stages of when they make it into a pile or something. It's even an early stage in production. It's already the chiv kicks in, but it's not ready to go yet. I mean, you don't give it yet. You finish the processing, so the chiv is already there. But it's saying is that once they're ready to go, it's ready to be separated, even though you haven't yet separated it. So then it's saying is the principle kicks in. Then it's kamisha ramadamian, and then he has a monetary split in it and all that, you know. So the one thing to me is like, what's the relevance of these other Gemaras? Why is it more important to see these? Two things. One is that, see, I would have learned, if I only had our Gemara, I would have learned that the Matanos aren't separated yet, right? But it's like, somehow they belong to the Kohen, and therefore when the Kohen picks up the animal, so therefore he could like have some sort of a kinyan in them, you know? Even the Lahore Mudamian, but the Kohen's grabbing it. So the Kohen's, we all know they're going to Kohen, he's Kohen, so therefore he grabs it and somehow it works. Right? But now you see, it's like, but if I, in the second case, in the case in the Darim, if I just, no Kohen involved, I just go to Yisrael and I smash his Matanos, break his Matanos, you know? So now you're saying is I don't have to pay him damages because it's like the Matanos were already separated. And the Yisrael doesn't really have rights on them. So it's not, so you see, Matan Shor Kamisha Ramadamian isn't tied in with the Kohen picking it up and grabbing it. This is Aaron's point. This has nothing to do with that. You see, it's somehow independent that it's like the Kohen has like a right in it, or the Yisrael doesn't have a right on it. You know, nothing to do with before the Kohen comes and grabs it. See, in the Bava Basra, I'm sorry, in the Kedushin case, you could say the same kind of thing, because the Kohen is the grandfather, is the Kohen, so therefore you could say it's like, you know, like our case a little bit, you know, it's like his and whatever. But in the case of the Nedarim, there's no Kohen grabbing it. So you see, the Matan Shor Kamisha Ramadamian is not dependent upon the fact that the Kohen is grabbing it. The fact that the Kohen is grabbing it is the facts here and what's relevant here, because he's going to be a Toveya, and that's what allows him to be a Toveya. But it's an accident of our case. It's not intrinsic in the principle of Mamashin Latov. So that's important. That's important, you know. Another thing is, the answer to Aaron's other question is, when do you say this? When do you say it's considered? When's it considered Kamisha Ramadami? So he says, Rashi says, when it's umid to be toreim and it's ready, you know, it's like it's ready to go kind of thing. I mean, it seems like he's telling you at least, he's telling you something, he's at least giving you timing of the thing. There's another fact, we're going to leave the problem, this problem, but there's another fact I want to mention to you is that that the Gemara now is learning. So this is the way Rashi said the Gemara is trying to explain. What are we trying to explain? It says a matanos din. Mishpat HaKohen means a matanos din, which means it's saying is where's the role of din? Like where does Bezdin get involved? I mean, it's kind of funny. It turns out this is what it's teaching you, I guess, is that if the Kohen grabs it when it's low hormone, you know, so then he has like a kenyan in it. He has a kenyan in it. And since he has a kenyan in it, so now he could sue you. Because since the Kohen grabbed it when it was a full animal, so now he has a kenyan in the matanos and the Zohar Mekeva, and then he could then sue you in court and collect on it. And that's where the Mishpat comes in, where the Dayanim will come in and enforce it. Because he's now a Toveya, because he has a kenyan in it. And I guess that's what it's teaching you, right? So the Braisa, which says, matanos din, that's what it's teaching you. Right, so then the Gemara says, "Oh, so I might think the same thing about Chaz of Ashok." No, you don't say that because of that. So now, what's the sense of excluding Chaz of Ashok? Right, just like before, we had to figure out what's the difference between Zorach and Kevin Chaz of Ashok. So now, what's how do you differentiate between them? So he says, "No, it's different because right, because apparently by Chaz of Ashok, you wouldn't say this. You'd say that the Kohen cannot claim it from you in court." By Chaz of Ashok, but why not? It's the same thing. If you tell me Kamisha or Hormadam, it's as if the Chaz of Ashok were separated also, and then the Kohen should have a right opinion in that, and therefore he should be able to claim you again. So he's saying is no, because matanos go to any coin in the world. So therefore, if any coin grabs it, so therefore he can make a kenyan on it. Right? So and when he grabs it, he has a kenyan. What he's saying is that by the matan, by the chaz of a shok, it's part of the kajim, part of the avodah and the mikdash. And the who has a right on it is only the kohanim in that base av, that he brings it, in that family. Whereas the way they did it is that they broke the work in the mikdash up into shifts of 2 weeks at a time. There are 24 families. They broke together 24 families of Kohanim. All the Kohanim broke into 24 families, each one had 2 weeks at a time. And I think at a time. I think it was 2-2-2, or maybe 1-1-1 and they rotated. I can't remember. I think it was 2 at a time. They'd work 2 weeks, and then everyone would be on during the Shal Shagalim, the weeks of the Shal Shagalim. So that pretty much gets the year. You know, so... So what happened is... So it's saying, so who gets the Chaz of Ashok? It's Kamisha Ramadamian, right? It's as if it's separated. Okay, but who's it going to? So it's going to the Beis Av, who's going to be on, I guess, when he brings it, right? So, right. So I guess, yeah, but why not say, when's this case? What's the timing of this? This is after this is when the animal's alive or when the animal's dead? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, that's also
so funny, right?
How is it?
Presumably it's shachted. I mean, it can't be a lot. I don't think it's talking about a live animal he picks up, or it's talking about once it's dead and it's just not chopped up yet. But I mean, if it's saying it's the chaz of a shuk, I mean, who cares that it's only that base off? Yeah, but let's say it's a kohen who's in that base off. So there's a Kohen who's in the family the week that's on. So now he's shachted. Now that Kohen who's in that family has rights to it. So now the Kohen in that group will pick it up. And he'll make a Kenyan in it. Right, he'll make a Kenyan in it. And then he'll, same problem. So then he can sue you in court because now he has a Kenyan. So who cares if it belongs to all the Kohen? He says it's like Hefker. Hefker means it's like, Rashi's saying it's like Hefker to all Kohanim. But if it's in that base Av, so then it's not necessarily Hefker. Then it's somehow restricted. And then you don't say this whole play. So the question is how that whole thing works. You know, how's that working?
In other words, you still have the same problem that an individual coin from the base off can be zochah.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, why not say the same thing? Yeah, an individual coin could be zochah on it because there's a chos on the base off, and an individual coin takes it, and now he can be toveya later. So you're saying, no, you don't say that because it's not like hefker to Kohanim, it's only to that base off. Okay, yeah, so matanos aren't hefker to the whole world, it's only to Kohanim, so who cares if you just make it, you know? Unless you'll say the guy grabs it isn't from that base off, but, or maybe, see, if it's alive, you could say, oh, I'll say I'm going to bring it in a different base off. You know, if he's talking about that he's grabbing it when an animal's still alive, there's no thing to say when he's going to shaft it. But if you already shafted it and it's a carbon, you don't exactly have time to delay to the next base off to come on. That's why it might be an important fact, but you don't get the feeling that he's talking about where he's picking it up. When it's alive, it's like b'tivlayu, it sounds like before you separated them. But if it's like it's still alive, it's not before you separated them. I mean, there's no anything, there's no chiyuv even yet. Right? The chiyuv kicks in, matanos kicks in when you shachta. Right? Like that case of a guy, you don't know when he converted before or after the shchita. So you see shchita is the point where the chiyuv kicks in. So it's hard to say it's tevel, you know, when it's a live animal. I mean, there's no kamisha, it's not shalohormo, it's just There's no matanos, it's just an animal. You know? So it's a little bit of a problem. I don't understand exactly how Rashi is getting around that problem. Because if you can't explain that, then you haven't gotten anywhere. Because the whole problem was the differentiation between Kochaz and Shokan, you know? That was the reason why he knocked out the whole other answer. So you better, that's why Rashi has to explain it. Mora doesn't, but Rashi has to. So it would be nice if we could understand that. It's also a little funny, I think, is that now that's what Mishpat, Zayyah Mishpat HaKohanim is telling you. That if that would teach you the principle of Matan Shalom or Kamish Ramadan, and it's a kind of a funny way to teach it to you. It's telling you their Mishpat. So Mishpat means if he grabs it, then he has a Kenyan. I mean, it's not Mishpat anymore. It's just a separate, it sounds like a totally separate thing. Right? How does Mishpat HaKohanim tell you that it's a Shalom or Kamish Ramadan? I mean, and, you know, just sounds like a little bit far fetched now. And then it's excluding Zah. The whole thing isn't very smooth anymore. Right? Okay. So I guess we'll think about this stuff. Hopefully we'll have some answers tomorrow.